Now that we have settled that matter, there is the issue of riding in the car. I know that the three of you were eager to see the inside of a doctor's automobile, but we've discussed it over and over, and there's simply no way it can work. You three are going to ride with Stefano into town, while I will ride with Dr. Lucafont and your Uncle Monty. Stefano and Dr. Lucafont are unloading all the bags now, and we will leave in a few minutes. If you will excuse me, I have to call the Herpetological Society and tell them the bad news. Mr. Poe coughed once more into his handkerchief and left the room. "Why didn't you want me to tell Mr. Poe what I read?" Klaus asked Violet, when he was sure Mr. Poe was out of earshot, a word which here means close enough to hear him. Violet didn't answer. She was looking through the glass wall of the reptile room, watching Dr. Lucafont and Stefano walk past the snake-shaped hedges to Uncle Monty's jeep. Stefano opened the jeep door, and Dr. Lucafont began to carry suitcases out of the back seat in his strangely stiff hands. "Violet, why didn't you want me to tell Mr. Poe what I read?" "When the adults come to fetch us," Violet said, ignoring Klaus's question, "keep them in the reptile room until I get back." "But how will I do that?" Klaus asked. "Create a distraction," Violet answered impatiently, still looking out the window at the little pile of suitcases Dr. Lucafont was making. "What distraction?" Klaus asked anxiously. "How?" "For goodness sake, Klaus," his elder sister replied, "you've read hundreds of books. Surely you must have read something about creating a distraction." Klaus thought for a second. "In order to win the Trojan War," he said, "the ancient Greeks hid soldiers inside an enormous wooden horse. That was sort of a distraction. But I don't have time to build a wooden horse." "Then you'll have to think of something else," Violet said, and began to walk toward the door, still gazing out the window. Klaus and Sunny looked first at their sister, and then out the window of the reptile room, in the direction she was looking. It is remarkable that different people will have different thoughts when they look at the same thing, for when the two younger Baudelaires looked at the pile of suitcases, all they thought was that unless they did something quickly, they would end up alone in Uncle Monty's jeep with Stefano. But from the way Violet was staring as she walked out of the reptile room, she was obviously thinking something else. Klaus and Sunny could not imagine what it was, but somehow their sister had reached a different conclusion as she looked at her own brown suitcase, or perhaps the beige one that held Klaus's things, or the tiny grey one that was Sunny's, or maybe the large black one with the shiny silver padlock that belonged to Stefano.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。